Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome back, Disciple Makers. I'm Allegra Collins, and this week we will continue learning about how God is good. Our Bible story is the Psalms of Thanksgiving and comes from Psalm 136 and John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. His steadfast love endures forever. This line repeats numerous times throughout Psalm 136 as a reminder to give thanks to God for His faithfulness and all He has done. The psalmist walks through the history of Israel from creation to God's rescue in the Promised Land. We can thank God for His eternal goodness and His never-failing love. The preschool glossary for this week has two words. The first word is eternal, which you can explain to a preschooler that means to always exist or to last forever. And the next word is Pharaoh, which is a king in ancient Egypt. Today's bright idea is God does good things for His people. And our point to Jesus is, Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Because of this, we can forever celebrate His never-ending love. Jesus shows His goodness and love to us, and He will one day come again to make all things new. When reviewing this Bible story, we'll use the framework of the He, We, and Me. He is what we want a preschooler to remember about God. God's love will last forever. We, how does this affect the whole group? God will always love us. And then, how does this Bible story apply to a preschooler's life? God will always love me. Our memory verse for this month is Psalm 145:9 and says, "The Lord is good to all." And our big question we have been asking and answering is, how do I know God is good? Through His love for us. Our Navigating a Broken World is about, is God even real? 81% of surveyed American adults indicate they believe in God. While this is encouraging, kids may have experiences or influences that may cause them to doubt if God is real. This belief may be one they don't openly express in a church environment. Don't assume that kids are coming from the same place of belief as you are. In today's lesson, kids will learn that we can thank God for all He has done and for His steadfast love. Look for ways to reinforce to your group what God is doing in your life and their lives. Encourage kids to name ways they see God working. Our preschool perspective is meet the needs. Before a preschooler can fully engage with gospel teaching, their physical needs should be met. It may sound simple, but when kids are tired, hungry, thirsty, or need to use the bathroom, it's hard for them to focus or absorb anything beyond their immediate discomfort. When a kid is fidgeting, acting out, or struggling emotionally, it's worth checking these basic needs. A quick snack, a drink of water, or a few minutes of rest can make a huge difference. Sometimes it's the simple things that help kids feel settled enough to be open to hearing about Jesus and understanding the love He offers. It's so important to be attuned to these needs and respond with patience and care. Once these physical needs are addressed, kids are much more likely to be ready to engage spiritually and emotionally with the lesson. You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.